With the Franciscan greeting of peace and all good things, Pokwi I Dobro, we welcome you to our weekly broadcast of the Father Justin Rosary Hour, produced by the Conventual Franciscan Friars. For 83 years, the Rosary Hour, a Polish language radio program, has been broadcast to support the spiritual and cultural needs of Polonia throughout the United States and Canada. For CD copies of today's program, or for a printed copy of today's talk, please write to the Father Justin Rosary Hour, Post Office Box 454, Athol Springs, New York, 14010. We remind you that the Rosary Hour can be heard on the internet on www.rosaryhour.com.
This presentation is the English translation of a talk given by Father Cornelian Dendy on June 28, 1972. The topic is A Human, Craftsman of His Own Self, All Living Things Are in a State of Development. The narrator is Father Marcel Sokolsky.
Dear travelers and life's way, in Eastern bazaars, one can meet potters who, with deft hands and fingers, manipulate clay into various forms. From their subtle artistry come beautiful pitchers and vases, bowls, pots, and dishes, which in turn they adorn and burn in the kiln. You would think that time stood still and one was transported to the past of Babylon, of Egypt, Crete, Greece, and Rome, where the craft of pottery, called ceramics, originated. When a potter forms clay dishes, it is akin to the Creator forming us. And in a sense, every human being is a potter in creating in his own selfness. Formed and equipped by God, we learn, we earn, enrich, and enhance our own person, our own selves. In considering this process, it is our opportunity, our honor, and privilege to entitle today's talk as A Human, Craftsman of His Own Self. Everything that lives develops itself and reaches the fullness of its being and fruitfulness through the might of a biological dynamism steered by laws of nature and thus through God's law. In plants, this development is done automatically and unconsciously. In animals, there is still instinct. But this development is one way closed and monotonous. Irrational creatures do not create anything new and do not improve that which they create. For example, the beaver, despite his architectural ability in building a dam on the river, builds it as well as its ancestor did many years ago. Bees, endowed with a greater sense of organization and teamwork, do not improve and do not change the conditions of their lives. They have no tradition. They know only the continuity of repetition. They are active, but not creative. They have not reached the fullness of being as a result of genetic endowment and the environment, and operate according to a game plan and not according to their own decision and choice. The human being develops differently as the crown of creation. He is unique in creation in that, besides his material flesh, he possesses a soul, the instruments of which are the powers of intellect and will. Considering the body, he is similar to the animal. So during his babyhood and early childhood, he grows up in the same way, directed by immanent, innate biological forces. Distinct difference is noted only in adolescence. With his body, he seems to somehow hatch the human spirit, the personal I. This little human in development shows that he is not only a physical being, but above all one endowed with a soul. The flesh is like unto a shell, an automatic blank, if you will, for a self-operative soul. Man creates not only externally, beyond self. For example, he makes bread, sculptures, builds towers, computers, is interested in cosmic travel. He creates above all his very self. He uses his body to enhance the soul by creating his spiritual and moral greatness. He makes up his mind on what and how he ought to do in circumstances of his life, and how to behave, how to build his foundation, how to make a decision in order that his behavior be moral, worthy of his intellect, independent nature, which helped in creating his development. And so he creates his own fate. He is capable of distinguishing between good and bad. The Creator, who elevated the human to such a great degree, expects that he will make morally good decisions, worthy of his status, and reject all that is harmful to his unfolding. Saint Irenaeus, bishop and martyr of the 2nd century, said that a human being, living and spiritually developed, is in his perfection the glory of his Creator. Man is not the absolute lord of his very self. He doesn't project his own being and does not call his self into being. We do not exist in this world because we wished ourselves into being here. We did not decide on our own entry into the world. God called us to create ourselves according to his will and his plan. And the eternal plan of God is that we reach our own selves of being human and gain complete fullness. It is the most important mission of our lives, which Jesus Christ acknowledged in his words, "Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." We are limited creatures, of course, and cannot equate our perfection with the perfection of God, but our chances go into infinity. We can achieve the highest degree of perfection possible in earthly terms. Perfection and holiness are synonyms. They are one and the same. In the Old Testament, people also were called to the fullness of perfection by the wonderful words of God, "Be holy, since I am holy." In creating the self, man is something more than an artist. Professor Father Joseph Titchener, comparing him to an artist playing on a violin and having before himself a score or notes, says that man is the combination of it all. He is, in the person of the artist, the instrument and the score. The score is the noble spiritual and moral worth to which the receipt and delivery of his soul was tuned. Man should, therefore, in a great song for the honor and glory of the Creator. The poet Julius Slobodsky expressed about himself that he himself creates a poem to God. The artist concentrates his attention on his instrument and the notes. The lion's share of the day he dedicates to practice. Ignatius Paderewski was supposed to play 8 hours daily on the piano for the purpose of keeping in shape and to maintain his level of perfection. On what, then, does man in creating himself need to concentrate the most? He needs to concentrate on the maintenance of the nobility and worth of spiritual and moral things, on the score given him by the heavenly artist. That score is the love of God above all, and to neighbor the love as amplified by Christ in the Gospels. Other values follow: goodness, charity, sincerity, justice, a clean heart, generosity, the love of truth and peace, humility and faith. They are the keys to greatness. The human soul is sensitized by them and responds to them with a deep resonance. These values are looked upon lovingly and are able to create real harmony. For the person who cultivates them, they are the source of satisfaction and good fortune. Compared to them, every human genius, education, birth, or health pales. They constitute the true greatness of man. There is a great need of such people, especially in critical times, in times of the moral degradation of society and of the nation. The highest values were gathered together by Jesus Christ in his Sermon on the Mount. He taught with authority. Blessed are the humble, the poor in spirit, for they will obtain the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So spiritual and moral values teach the soul. They sculpture it and enrich it. Whoever seeks them is a wise and industrious evangelical person who builds an edifice of his own humanity not on sand but on rock. He seeks what is to be most human. Today's world is familiar with the caricatures of people. It knows the human caricatures of perverted people who build their lives on selfishness, violence, terror, deceit, or lies, or on the transient and illusory values. Some relegate themselves to the role of irrational animals, while others become terrorizing monsters. The Russian people gave us an object lesson. They put down the statues of all false greatness. Yesterday's communist ringleader statues of Lenin and Stalin are fallen. Then ancient cities named after their leaders were restored. St. Petersburg instead of Leningrad. Volgograd instead of Stalingrad. And all these monsters perpetrated crimes against humanity. But providentially, the omnipotence of God obviously intervened because of the action built upon lies and power. It is difficult to ascertain how long it will take for the wounds inflicted to heal. The words of Christ utter a warning. What is the use if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? So we are called by God to holiness. Models for us are the holy men and women who were canonized. They attained the highest degree, the degree of perfection, capable in its merits to ascertain the preternatural and natural gifts of God. They are the true builders of civilization, creators of culture, even more than politicians, of the learned, and of artists. God gives them all, and especially our native saints, as models to be imitated. God calls us all to holiness because he himself is holy. Father Maximilian Kolbe said plainly that not all can be geniuses, but certainly all can be saints. He strove for personal holiness and became a saint through the heroic love of God, love of the Immaculate Mary, Mother of God, and the love of his neighbors. He died from hunger and deprivation in Oswiecim, the concentration camp. This camp built hatred. Father Maximilian Kolbe persevered the suffering of hunger and want with heroic manliness and his bunker of hunger and hatred became for him and his fellow human beings an invitation to heaven, a test of heroic holiness. It is not surprising that the Poles made him a patron of the temperance movement. The Poles needed his intercession with the Immaculate to renew their lives from the vice of drunkenness, and in a sober manner to further the benevolent future of their nation. God, who called us to holiness, gives us power and grace to obtain it. Holiness will be the foundation of our eternal glory and happiness, because he is a holy person who on earth represents a statement of the living presence of God. Peace and good be yours.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he show his face to you and have mercy. May he turn his countenance to you and give you peace of mind and heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our Franciscan benediction. May God bless you with this comfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that we may live deep within your heart. May God bless you with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer pain, rejection, hunger, and war, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and to turn their pain to joy. And may God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in this world, so that you can do what others claim cannot be done, to bring justice and kindness to all our children and the poor.